All right, rock and roll Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
WCHL with Freddie Kiger and Ron
Setzer. I was born in a crossfire.
Hurricane.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's still one of my favorite rock and roll songs.
Jumpin' Jack Flash is a gas, gas, gas.
Went to see the Stones over at Duke.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't see that show.
That was a pretty good show. But they ended the show with, am I thinking the right one? Is that Duke? No. I'm sorry, it was over in Raleigh. It was Carter Finley.
Okay.
But they ended the show, for me,
yeah,
with Jumpin' Jack Flash. And I was like, no, don't do anything else. Please. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. It was like The Who when they used to do Won't Get Fooled Again.
Yeah.
After that primal scream by the
best,
Roger Daltrey.
Best scream in all of rock and roll.
Oh, my gosh. It's the best rock and roll scream.
It is.
And you what do you do after that?
Yeah, you can't do anything for an
encore. Squeeze box or magic. But no, you can't. That's it. Stop.
Baba O'Reilly. None of that will work after that.
That's correct.
Behind Blue Eyes. Nah.
Nope.
None of that.
Primal scream.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wild applause. Leave the stage.
Yep. Get the heck out of here.
That's it.
Well, that's what we're going to do after the Freddie Kiger trivia question
that's
today.
Exactly. You know what? That's it.
There's
a
no way
question.
We can top it.
What would be the Beatles song? Or the Beach Boys? Or, you know.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston. I mean, somebody, you know. I mean.
Well, for Whitney Houston, it'd be I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
You know, that's easy.
Yeah.
For the Beatles, I guess it would have to be Hey Jude.
Well, yeah.
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 For the Beach Boys, I don't know.
Good Vibrations?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That'll be our debate and discussion afterwards. All right.
Exactly.
Rock and Roll Tuesday. We're doing number one songs.
Okay.
The year was 1986.
Okay.
This was the number one song in the land according to Billboard's Hot 100. Name the tune and the artist.
Now, is this another one where you're going to hand it to me and you want me to play it?
Here you are.
All right. All right.
Help
me out.
B-side.
I'm not,
flip
not
it,
looking
flip
at it.
Flip it.
Okay. Flip it over. All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Setz here along with Freddie Kiger and Phil Collins.
Well, Phil was singing.
Genesis.
Yeah, Genesis. And that's the thing you got to be careful with. I mean, Phil did some solo stuff, but in this instance, 1986, the number one song at this time, Invisible Touch by Genesis, of which Phil Collins, and of which Peter Gabriel had been a member a little earlier.
Well, you know, I would show you the record, but it's invisible. You can't
see
it.
Yeah, and it is via the magic of radio.
Huh?
Invisible Touch. It knocked out Holding Back the Years by Simply Red.
Mick Hucknall.
Yeah, and the tune Invisible Touch was knocked out the following week by, how ironic, Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer.
Wow.
Who, remember, of course, used to be with Genesis at one time.
You remember that stupid video for Sledgehammer we used to watch on MTV?
I know, it may have been stupid. Was it incredible.
The turkeys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer was an unbelievable video.
And an even better question is, do you remember MTV when they used to play music?
Yeah.
I used to love it. I think
we watched it like crazy because I love me.
I think it would work now. And I recently read the book entitled VJ with the original VJs.
Martha Quinlan.
Martha Quinn and Mark Goodman.
Yeah.
All those folks.
J.J. Thomas.
J.J. Jackson is dead.
Oh, I
he's the only
that.
One who's passed on.
Alan somebody.
Alan Hunter.
Yeah.
And
there's another girl. She was kind of sexy. Yeah. Reminded me of Debbie Harry. Kind
blonde.
Of
I'm trying to remember her name right now. Nina Blackwood.
That's it. Very good.
It was a good book.
Those were the original VJs.
Good book.
Because Martha Quinn's now on XM Sirius Radio.
Mm-hmm. I hear. They all are.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
yeah,
cool.
They are.
That's cool.
So, you know, I catch them every now and then myself.
There you go.
So, anyway, I'm way off track here, but...
That's okay.
Thank you very much.
But with your invisible touch.
I think if MTV played music videos, I mean, I think it would succeed now. I don't know why they stopped doing it.
I don't understand. Well, maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe the computer, iPod. I don't know.
Well, people keep, and I think artists still do videos with their songs, but yeah. Where do they get played? I don't see them.
Well, now I guess you download them into your iPod or yeah. Your.
I guess.
Whatever.
I don't know, man.
I just want to download them into my head, man.
I'm just getting all old and crotchety here, complaining.
How about I just see you tomorrow?
Yeah, good.
All right. It's Wednesday. We got two more. July 24th.